All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Well, adult game corner, whatever we're doing. You guys know the drill. It's Lust Epidemic. All right, so the show ran a little late, so we're not going to play as long, but we're definitely going to play, and I want to show you guys something that I forgot to fucking do. You have gained access to the fast travel system. Use it to quickly move between fast travel locations, saving you time. That doesn't work. Okay. Where would you like to go? Why third floor, you ask? Because it's quicker to where I need to be. How could you, you bastard? I didn't do anything, Amber. Brad is trying to trick you. I heard it all, Mendel. You think I'm useless. You're not useless, baby. I was just trying to anger Brad. Now unlock the door so we can talk. Fuck you, Mendel. She's not gonna fall for your bullshit anymore. Come on, Amber, let's talk about this. Brad is tricking you. He just wants in your pants. Well, he already got there, Mendel, many times over. Don't lie to me, Amber. You open this door right now. She's not lying, dude, and no one is opening that damn door. Oh, Brad. What's going on out there? Not much, Mendel. Just slipping my cock into your girl's pussy. Oh, Bradley. What are you two doing? Oh God, Brad, fuck me. Hey, get your dick out of her. I'm not going anywhere until I've shot a load right up her pussy. Oh God, yes, Brad, fill me up. Show me how much you want me. He's using you, Amber. Shut the fuck up, Mendel, and let me enjoy Brad's cock. Don't you dare come inside of her, Brad. What has gotten into you, Amber? Hi, Val. A little busy right now. Oh, God. Don't slow down, Brad. I'm sorry, Brad. I shouldn't watch. It's okay, Val. Watch us. Ah, yes. Is Valerie watching? Hey, let me out. Is that Mendel? He was being a pain in the ass, so I locked him up. Clever boy. You've earned this reward. You people are fucking insane. I'm gonna fill her up, Val. Watch me fill her up. Do it, Brad. She's a beautiful woman. I'm such a slut. I'm coming! Oh, it's so warm inside of me. That was a big load, wasn't it, Val? I'm proud of you. Val, I could go another round if you want to, maybe. Now, isn't that cute? You want to fuck Valerie. What? I need to go. Wait, Val! Would you really do it? What, fuck Valerie? Yeah, she looked like she wanted it. You wouldn't think of it as cheating on you. If it's Valerie, I think I could let that one slide. I'd like to hear the juicy details of that encounter. You're so bad, Amber. Yes, I am. Well, that was interesting. At least your 30 minutes wasn't wasted tonight. I might actually do some more later. Like, a couple hours more. Thought about it, because I really like... Well, I want to get this game done, because I've heard Treasures of Nadia is so fucking good. So I want to get this one done quick and get the Treasures of Nadia. And of course, the new one, which is going to be out just a... Well, it should be on GOG in probably a month or so. Hopefully. Okay, so... Going left. Upstairs. Amanda, meet me in the bedroom. What is it, madam? Is something wrong? Just do as I say. The girls are becoming amorous. Miss Bancroft left the door open a crack. I should see what's going on in there. Valerie, what are you doing? I need you to help me come. Are you sure about this, madam? I said I need to come. What do you want me to do? I want these sexy lips pressed against my pussy. Yes, Valerie. Go on, eat it. Yes, madam, as you wish. Damn, Val sure is being bossy. She must be super horny. Enough! Stick your finger inside. That was a little, forceful. Oh, yes. You're very tight, Valerie. What has possessed you? It's the same thing that's possessed us all. Now stick your whole goddamn hand in my pussy. Ah, damn. But Valerie, can you take it? Don't question me. I need to feel something big. Yes, it's incredible. You're sucking my arm inside you. My God, what you got going on in there? Oh God, it's so much. Should I stop? Keep going, I want to... Brad, are you spying on us? No, Val, I was just... Get in here, you can watch us if you like. Do you like watching Valerie's pussy get stuffed by my hand, Bradley? You know my cock would fit nice and snug in that pussy. I'm thicker than Miss Bancroft's wrist. I don't think so. I think Miss Bancroft's wrist is actually a little thicker than he is. Brad, behave yourself. Don't you want to try it, Val? Bring your dick closer to my mouth. I want you to come in my mouth. Oh, hell yeah. Do it, Brad. Come in Valerie's mouth. Let that warm cum ooze down her throat. That was a little demonic. Brr. Yeah, Val, that's it. Keep sucking the head. I'm gonna feed you my cum, Val. Madam, your pussy juice looks so delicious. Almost like a butler. Madam, your pussy juice looks so delicious. Back to what you were doing, Miss Bancroft. We're done here. Yes, madam. That was awesome, Val. How do you like the way my cum tastes? Oh, Brad, I can try to deny it, but I enjoyed it as well. I guess it was just a matter of time before this happened to us, too. I'm glad it's happening. You're glad for now. It won't be like this forever. I know, Val, but it's fun while it lasts. You're right, Brad. It's not the end of everything. Maybe it's the start of something better. What if there's more going on here? What do you mean? What if there's a bigger scandal here to uncover? Just let it be, Brad. It's almost over. Sure, Val. It's not almost over. We're in, I don't know what part we're in. I looked around. I don't see that priest guy. What the hell happened? I don't know, dude. I just went into the chapel and he was gone. Why'd you go in there? I don't know. Just couldn't sleep. I never saw anything and I was up late last night. What were you doing up late? I was looking around the grounds for some treasure. Why does it matter to you? Did you find what you were looking for? None of your business. What's out there, Andy? What are you trying to find? There's all sorts of stuff buried around here. Just the other day, I stubbed my toe on something metal over by the bridge. What was it? I don't know. Couldn't get it out of the ground. Just saying, I'm bored and is looking for something to do, so just leave it alone. Where exactly did you stub your toe? It was up against the west wall, 4 paces north from the bridge. Did you find anything else? Stop bothering me. Fine. There's something metal sticking out of the ground. You found a grappling hook. North up rope. Okay. Whoops. Did the wrong thing, didn't I? Use pickaxe, pick up grappling hook. Okay, I know where I gotta go. Valerie does not yet have enough hearts for you to translate this page. Found a coin, too. What the hell? Something looks off with these thorn bushes. Is that Denny's jacket? Holy shit, it's Denny! He was shot in the head! No fucking way, what do I do, what do I do? Okay, calm down and think. He wasn't killed by a demon, he was probably just killed by an average everyday murderer. What am I saying? Even if he was shot, what the hell is going on? I need to tell Val. There's a key card that Denny must have had on him, but it's been water damaged. Maybe I can fix it with a bag of rice. You found a water damaged access card. Simon, what are you doing outside?
I don't know, I wanted some fresh air. Does it matter?
Denny was killed.
The demon got him.
No, I don't think so. No way, he was shot, same as Father Parker.
But you said Parker's still alive.
He got shot, but he's alive. He must be. So he got shot, and Mendel said he was dead, and you said he was dead. Don't talk to me like I'm a crazy person.
Maybe the demon took his body.
Stop talking about the stupid demon. I saw Andy snooping around in the woods last night. Have you noticed anything weird about Andy?
Well, I saw him use the restroom twice in 1 hour.
Shocking. And then I saw him eating crackers. What the fuck, Simon? And then he stuck his hands up my mom's skirt and fingered her hoo-ha. I need to find him and get to the bottom of this. What are we going to tell Valerie? Don't say anything yet. Let me talk to Andy first. I don't want him to get tipped off that we know anything. I've not seen him around lately. I'll find him. Oh, hold on. Looks like this bag is filled with rice. I can put the waterlogged access card in here and see if that dries out the water.
It worked. Now got security access. Tube of lube. Roll of tape. Well, what can you do with a tube of lube and a roll of tape? Something I don't want to get involved with, I'll tell you that. I don't want the teachers finding my kinky new sex toy, so I hid it on the third story at the top of the staircase on to the left. Found an anal bead sex toy. Well, this sex toy is pretty extreme. Good thing I have some lube. Violet, I've discovered a new toy for you. Really? What is it? It is, Holy Beads of God. I've never heard of such a thing. What is it? It's a toy for your ass. Really? I've always wanted something I could use with my bottom, but Father would rarely let us use our bottom for release. Well, I do things a bit differently than him. How does it work? You sit your ass on it, and the further down you can go, the more healing power it has. Let me try it. That is not anal beads. That is a full-on dildo. Ooh, it kind of looks painful, but whatever. Ouch! I feel better. I can tell it's working. Awesome. Maybe we can do a bit more now. If you really do possess the power of Father Parker, then perhaps you can continue our treatment. Then let's fuck. I don't know. I need to see Father Parker first. I need to be sure you can handle our curse. Yeah. I'll see if I can find him. Hold on, I think I did something wrong. There you are. What do you want? I'm trying to sleep. This is my room. Don't you have another couch you can sleep on? You weren't in here last night. Did you hook up with one of the ladies? Maybe Valerie? None of your business. Come on, give me the details. Like I'd tell you anything. You don't tell me shit. What are you talking about? You're keeping secrets from me. Yeah, so? What were you doing in the woods late last night? None of your business. I bet you lost your inhaler. Stop making fun of me. I was stupid to think you'd have anything interesting to say. Maybe the better question to ask is, what were you doing in the woods spying on me? I was fucking one of the babes. No way? Really?
Yup.
Which one? Was it Bancroft? It was Catherine. You lie. No way a nun would fuck. Pounded her really good in the ass until you came barging in.
Really?
I'm telling the truth, dude. Now you tell me what you lost out there. I didn't lose anything. I was looking for something. What were you looking for? A body? What? No. I think you were burying a body and thought the graveyard was a good place for it. What the hell? I didn't shoot anyone.
Whoever said anything about shooting?
I just assumed. You killed Denny. Admit it. What? It wasn't me. Someone else killed him. How do you even know he's dead? Maybe he went to go get help. What? Oh yeah, he just went to get help. You fucking shot him, Andy. It's obvious. No, I'm not lying. I swear I didn't kill Denny. If you don't tell me what the hell you were doing out in the woods last night, I'm gonna lock you in here just like I locked up Mendel. It wasn't my gun. What gun? What are you talking about? Tillman told me where to find it. So Tillman killed Denny. What are you talking about? Why would he do that? I never said that. You're with Tillman. You and him are connected somehow. He was in the porno, dude. That's how I know him. We fucked the same chick. So he wanted to off Denny to protect his identity? Yeah, dude, he's insane. He made me do it. He made me do everything. Holy shit. Where does Sarum play into all this? Tillman used it. I was making it for him. Why didn't Valerie do anything about it? Well, she didn't want it coming out that Tillman was fucking around at your school. Don't tell Valerie. It's all Tillman's fault. He was using Sarum behind your back. What'd you do with a gun? I gave it back to Tillman. Is he gonna shoot Buddy? No, I don't know. Leave me alone. This wasn't supposed to go this way. What the hell? I need to talk to Val.
Damn. Everything just got dropped right now. That fucking fast.
Val! Brad, what's wrong? I think Tillman killed Denny. I found his body in the woods. Oh my god! Are you being serious, Brad?
Yes, Miss Bancroft, I saw him with my own eyes.
How'd you know it was Tillman? Are you sure Denny was shot?
Andy told me Tillman did it.
What? Why would Andy say that? He said that Tillman was worried Denny was going to uncover that he was fucking around at ESU.
Good god, he's insane!
That's what Andy said.
Listen, the both of you.
What's going on, madam? Andy was selling Sarum to Tillman. I knew what was going on, so I expelled Andy and his gang.
Well, why didn't you fire Tillman?
Yes, madam. You had every reason to get rid of him, but you let him stay at our school?
He promised to stop. I got rid of Andy. It should have ended right there. Even so, Tillman needed to be fired. He threatened to tell the world. If I didn't keep that creep on the payroll, he was going to sink us, Amanda.
Damn it. What the hell are we going to do now? He's fucking killed the rival school's private investigator. Do you know how this is going to look?
I know. I should have cut ties with him. I had no idea he'd go this far.
What's he gonna do to Buddy? Is he even getting us help?
I don't know. He's unstable. He might just do it.
Tillman's sex problem would have been embarrassing for sure, but now this just became criminal. Andy was still selling the Sarum, too. Expelling him did nothing. And then that twerp dared to bring Sarum to this building, knowing full well I'd be here.
Andy has this sex drug with him?
I want to see it.
Miss Bancroft, I assure you, you want no part of what Andy is doing.
I just want to see what all the fuss is about. Where is he?
He's upstairs.
Let's speak to him. We need to figure out what the hell Tillman is up to next.
The drama is on.
Hold on. Can't be right. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. That just brought me back to where I was. All right, hold on.
That's not where I want to be either. Whoa, how'd I end up here? Legs on shoulder, anal. Looks like these elevator gears are seized. Maybe I can pry them loose.
It won't work.
Okay, hold on.
It works.
completed one of four tasks needed to fix the elevator. Seems I can't do anything else in the elevator now. Denny really is shot like Brad says, and it was Tillman, I'm sure of it. It's okay, Andy, it's not your fault that Tillman shot Denny. Just tell us, does Tillman have a gun on him now? Yes, I gave it to him before he left this morning. Fuck, I couldn't say no, Valerie. If he comes back, we'll all be in danger. We need to stop him. Why would he come back? He doesn't know that we know he killed Denny. He's supposed to be getting us help. Do you have any of that serum on you, Andy? I don't know what you're talking about. Valerie told us you brought it with you. Now show me a bottle. Buddy took the stash. You've been snooping around here. Don't tell me you've not found at least one bottle. Now show it to me. Man, that's not necessary. I have this bottle and it's basically empty. You can have it. I just want to go home. So this is what all the fuss is about. Yes, Amanda, it's quite potent. I wouldn't inhale it if I were you. What does it do? It's just a sex drug. But how does it work? I have no idea, but if it gets in your system, you'll get really horny. I think this place is stashing a bunch of that stuff. What are you talking about, Brad? I mean, you said it yourself, this place has changed us. I think it's this drug doing it. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel fine. I don't think so, Brad. SDU has nothing to do with this, unfortunately. This one is on us. What are we going to do now? Face the music, I'm afraid. We can't hide from this. We're not making any deals with the murderer. You're right, Amanda. This will not go well for us. Okay. I couldn't help but notice that pretty bottle you have there. Where did you find it? I wouldn't worry about it. It doesn't concern you. Did Bradley give that to you? No, he didn't. But I'm now wondering, did he ever give you a bottle like this? Oh, shit. Hey everybody, I was just walking through. Bradley, she found another bottle. Another? Oh, yeah, I found another one of those bottles before. What did you do with it? He gave it to me and I'd love to have another if you're not going to use it. Do you even know what this stuff is? Oh my, do you know? Yes, I know what this does, and now I see the two of you might have a bit of experience with this. Oh shit, it's Andy's fault. He brought a whole bunch of them here. Tell me, what did it do exactly? Made Sister Catherine super horny. Care to try some? Bradley, you can't tell people that. Aha, how was it, sister? How was your first time? Oh no, we never did that. We never had sex. Well, what the hell did you two do then? We just fooled around some. Nothing too bad, Mrs. Bancroft. I am ashamed for you to know what I've done, but the magic potion you have is too good to resist, which is why I must ask again if I could have the bottle. This stuff must be pretty amazing if you're that desperate for it. It is, Miss Bancroft. I want to try it. Oh, yeah, of course. But I want to share it with you, Sister Catherine. You would share some with me? Of course, I've been eyeballing your juicy ass since I saw you. You want to lay with me? Yes, and if you want the bottle, you'll have to do it. Sounds like a lot of fun if you ask me. Great, too bad this bottle is empty. It's empty? Yes, but if you say Andy has many more, then go find one, Brad. Oh, jeez, it might not be that simple. I've kind of already found them all, I think. What? How many did you two use? Never mind that. Give me the bottle. I think I can refill it. How? Just trust me. I think I know where I can get some. Fine. Here's the bottle. Hurry back. Okay. So that's it for right now. We're going to refill the bottle and then watch scene 31. I don't know how far we are. We're still in part 6. So, we're about halfway through the game right now.
There's 11 parts. We're almost to part 7. Yeah, we're literally just a little bit away from 7. We'll be in part 7 in the next video. And I'll be playing more of this, so we might actually get up to part 8 or even part 9. Because I do want to kind of get through this. I'm playing through this and Shovel Knight at breakneck speed. So, alright guys, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned.